Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step.
Your step.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
This rover.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
Crossed over.
Uh-oh.
If I never have a sense.
That was recorded for my job interview 18 years ago.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Doodly doodly da da. Doodly dally doo. Kind of a weird day today, just kind of like a blah day, whatever that means. You know, you ever have those days, you're not in a bad mood, you're in a good, just kind of, another day.
That's
going to
change. Much every day.
Yeah. That is all going to change within the next 10 minutes. Once we get started, it's a whole different day than it was before you heard that theme music. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. And hard to believe, here we are, the second day of March, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Got an email this morning from a guy, essentially in his email, he said, for God's sakes, would you please stop playing that thing? He said something like, I'm going to shove a can of Decon up my butt and blow myself up on Main Street. I said, Dad, don't do that.
Wow.
I said, but we can't stop it because... you know, this is of the people, by the people, for the people, and the overwhelming consensus is, it's so bad, people like it. It's no worse than a lot of other stuff we do,
yeah.
So we're going to keep doing it.
Lighten up.
Yeah. Lighten up, Francis. Yeah. What movie was that from, Lighten Up, Francis?
Stripes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Lighten up, Francis.
Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do. I have something.
All right. He usually does. He is Dan Strauss. He's in the... Well, no, that's for later. Yeah. Dan, it's all yours.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We were talking about... I was talking with my girlfriend about all of the allergy stuff that's going on. I've never had allergies, but the past couple of years, I've acquired allergies. And...
You and Bill Cleveland.
Bill Cleveland? Yeah. Never had him before?
No, he has an allergy problem now.
Oh.
I don't think he had before. My son, second son, he dreads spring. As great as spring is, he dreads it. Because he just cannot stop sneezing.
It never bothered me before. I never had anything. I could walk through poison ivy. Never got poison ivy as a kid. I've had poison ivy now before.
Hang on, because I just looked this up.
Here we go.
Never had allergies till your 50s. Everything's a brain tumor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep. That's an early symptom.
Well, at least I know what it is.
Yeah. Not knowing.
But the stuff is already floating around the air. It's like oak and maple. And
it's confused because of the couple 70-degree days.
And they said juniper, but shouldn't it be marchiper? Because this is not June in that same realm with with the 3rd of June.
Yeah, that's right. What he wanted.
We play that dusty Delta thing again?
Starting to sound good?
Yeah.
No, but that was
yeah, I almost said something really dumb. I said, that's a planet. It's not juniper. It's Jupiter. Juniper's not a planet. Wow. We need to start this thing over. Well, I feel bad for you because I was in my 30s. I had it was so severe. I remember one day I pulled off the road. I was on a motorcycle. I had to pull off the road and go sit down on the side of the road. I was sneezing so hard I couldn't see. I couldn't see the road. My eyes were nothing but water, and they itched I mean, and you rub your eyes till they're blood red.
Yeah.
And I had to stop riding for a while. And the funny thing is, I had that allergy every spring for, I'd say, 5 years. And I went to one of the, a great allergist, but they just didn't know how to shut it down. And then, for some reason, it just went away. And that was years ago. It's never bothered me again.
Wow.
I mean, like anybody, if it's a high ragweed or mold, I'll have a day where, man, it hits you. But I don't know, nothing like it. So the good news is maybe it'll just go away.
Yeah, my eyes started itching again. Started itching, and you can feel it in your throat. You get that scratchy stuff in your throat. So, but it's so new to me. It's weird.
I recorded that scratchiness in my throat. It was so bad. I stuck a microphone a little mic down in my throat. Here it is. See?
Oh, yeah.
That is scratchy.
Yeah, it is.
No, I do too. But another weird thing, it's not every day, but almost every day, I have a sneezing fit after I brush my teeth.
Really?
Oh, I do that. No. Brushing my teeth makes me sneeze. Makes my nose itch.
I
can't use an electric toothbrush because it makes my nose itch so bad I can't stand it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know
toothbrush.
If it's something in
can't
the toothpaste or the act of doing that?
It's the act of brushing because it makes my nose itch. I don't sneeze.
Because I brush my teeth in the shower.
If my dad takes a bite of chocolate, just one bite of chocolate, achoo!
Really?
Yes, he sneezes instantly. It's weird.
Wow.
Chocolate,
but he's not allergic to it.
No, he just sneezes when he thinks about the chocolate.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, Dan.
It is. That's all I
crazy
have.
Crazy talk. Pion, do you have anything?
Wait, was Dan done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was finished. I think that's all I have.
Just one thing.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I saw this video of they were filming Leonardo DiCaprio after he won his Oscar.
Yeah.
And they have an engraving station. Did you know that? When they hand them the Oscar, it's blank.
Right. I did know.
And then they go and so it was a pretty funny line. I know he's kind of a celebrity airhead when he said, you know, about the climate change thing. And he's got a big old yacht that he goes on and big private jets and everything. That's kind of a hypocritical, but it was a funny line. He's talking to the girl while she's engraving his statue. He said, do you do this every year? And she said, yeah. And then he's kind of standing there for a while, and it was a great line. He said, I wouldn't know. Because he's never won.
Yeah.
It was kind of the
That's
big deal
funny.
With him, you know, not with
But he is a hypocrite. Yeah, the guy, I think, who's not a hypocrite but still a weirdo is Ed Begley Jr. He rides a bike to generate electricity to make a cup
of coffee.
He
walks the walk, yes.
Yeah, he makes coffee generated from his bicycle, with electricity generated from his bicycle.
Didn't he build a house out of old tires?
Yeah,
some
weird thing.
Too?
Yeah. And he thinks that's going to change everything. Well, have a good life riding your bike to make coffee.
But at least if you're going to take that stance,
yes, then
live the list.
I agree.
Yeah.
And don't be like Al Gore, the guy who spoke the loudest and who has the biggest carbon footprint, they say, of anybody.
Yeah.
Yes. But that was it. That was all I had.
Now, let's close it. Bert's segment is officially closed. I think it's Dr. Doug will join us next hour. Just a reminder if you have pets. I think it's interesting that on Tuesday, yesterday, you see the spiking in hits of people Googling, what do I need to do to move to Canada? And it was people who they decided, okay, well, it looks like Hillary and Trump. Some of them, I guess, were saying, well, if Hillary wins, I'm going to Canada. And others, well, Trump wins, I'm going to Canada. Well, here's the deal. None of them are going to Canada. They're not.
No.
It's like when Alec Baldwin said, well, if whatever happens, and it did, I'm leaving the country. And he didn't. He's got it too good here. And these people aren't going to Canada. So I just found that interesting. They said the tourism, the Canadian tourism site or something, or the site you go to inquire about moving there crashed yesterday. And they don't think it's a coincidence. It was because it was super. Yeah, it's really horrible here. And it'll really be horrible here if either one of them wins. Yeah, leave the country and go where for what that's better.
I
told you about that Canadian medical system and hospitalization deal. It's horrible. And, Dan, you already knew that.
Yes.
From a friend of yours.
Yes.
So I don't think that's going to happen. We can take some. We'll take some calls. Take some calls, and then if you don't have anything that you need from us, or you need to enlighten us with, and we have some for you, 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. It occurred to me yesterday, as Dan takes your names, I actually don't know if this year we have done yet for the winter season the coldest igloo joke. I don't think we did. I don't think we did it.
No, we have not.
Because when we left for Jamaica, I'm pretty sure we hadn't done it. I think we assumed, because it was, you know, January, well, we'll come back and it'll still be plenty cold.
Yeah, we didn't. No, we didn't do it.
You usually tell that joke when it's 5 degrees.
That and the other one.
I don't think we told the snowmobile joke either.
No.
So we're going to have to get those in the mix before winter is over. I just don't know if, I don't know how much cold. It's March, man. I don't know that it's going to be cold enough. We'll just have to go with, if it drops into the 30s or 40s, we'll tell those two jokes, because I'm with you. I don't think we have. Now, the other thing that I was wondering about yesterday was, why did they stop putting the missing kids on milk cartons, you wonder? It can't hurt anything. I don't think it was effective, because I looked at them, and then I never left my house and looked or carried it with me. Say, oh, that kid looks like this one on the milk carton.
Well, they went away from milk cartons. Even the half gallon, it was
plastic
now. I mean, there are some cartons, but for the most part, it's all the plastic
Couldn't you print it on a gallon thing?
I think so.
You could.
I don't think it worked. I think it was ineffective, because once you put it back in the refrigerator, you don't remember what the kid looked like.
Do they still do those mailers once a week where it's,
no.
Have you seen me?
I haven't
with
seen
the
that
age
in a while
progression
either.
Pictures. Of,
yes. And sometimes they're in the newspaper like that.
Yeah.
Where they'll say,
but they used
missing
to send
10 years.
Like a postcard like once a week or month with a different kid on it.
And I don't know who sends that, but they'll say, yeah, I disappeared when he was 10. He'd now be 17. Here's what we think he'd look like or she'd look like. I want to talk to people. I'm going to the phones. People are waiting. One more time for the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Any cell phone, *KTRS. Jerry. How are you, Jerry?
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I got to tell you, I got a 12-year-old, and he loves your show. He actually refers to you guys as the old man show.
The old what?
The old man show.
The old man show, yeah.
I can see if you're 12. When
how old is he?
He's 12.
Yeah, anybody over 30 is old. Damn.
Yeah, exactly. But you got him in trouble because he went to school and he told your joke. You know where they're no longer welcome in Schnucks anymore?
Well, I wouldn't have used that name. I didn't use the name of that store. I think I used Shop and Save.
Yeah, whatever. He told that joke at school, and I got a nice little call from the principal on it.
Oh my goodness!
And what did the principal say?
She goes, "Does he listen to Frank O'Pinion?" And I
beautiful.
Said, yeah.
Beautiful. That just means the teacher
funny.
Had just heard it, too, so she knew. And hopefully they didn't expel him or anything. That's the world we live in.
Oh, no, she goes, just tell him not to tell any more of his jokes at school. I said, okay.
Yeah, good for him. You tell him I said thank you.
Oh, no problem.
All right, okay, thank you, Jerry.
All right, bye.
Kids are going to school.
That's
tell him my joke.
Funny.
You know what's interesting? We've never told a joke with a dirty word in it.
No.
Never. Never. I've heard people repeat, I've had people that I know say they met someone, and they say, yeah, we met these people, they can't believe we listened to you. They said, you're terrible. I said, why would they say that? And she said, well, a friend of theirs told them a joke, and when they tell the joke, they put dirty words in it.
Yeah.
And somebody will say, ooh, where'd you hear that? And they go, heard on the radio, Frank O'Pinion. I didn't tell it that way. You told it that way. Ben is up. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Ben.
Hallelujah.
I just want to let you know, if you guys ever go off the air, I'm moving to Canada.
All right.
Hey, if we go off the air, it may be because we moved to Canada.
Yeah.
Canada. Maybe that'd be the reason. We got a job offer up there. I can learn to say A on the radio. I could do that.
Yeah,
Dan's
right.
been up
and
there
I,
enough. He could do it.
I got one other observation. I spent a few days out of town in Joplin, Missouri, and I was watching local news, and I don't know if it's just these small markets, but this weather guy down there could barely get through his forecast without stumbling and just, I thought, is this like the amateur leagues down here in these small stations? Is that not making
sure
money?
You sure you didn't have our station on another time of day?
11.2.
Could have been.
No, I think those smaller towns usually have younger people start out.
It's minimum wage.
Those are people that are just out of college and stuff, and they get a job in Joplin, and that's a smaller market, and then they're...
And you know what, Ben? It's kind of like a kid who's a good baseball player, a good tennis player, and they think they're going to get into it and make the majors or the NFL, and the chances of it are so slim. Same way with this. They'll get out of school, they get a communications degree, they get a little job in a town like your, and that's the best way to start, by the way, is a little station and a little market. Well, your odds of making it into a fairly decent-sized market and making any money are slimmer than they've ever been. But they don't want to hear that. They still think it's show business or something, and that they're going to be, even if they're just famous in the town where they live, they think that's great.
And the way radio and TV is right now, those people will be moved up here sooner.
Oh, absolutely.
Sooner than probably they're supposed to be, because they'll take less money and they'll get rid of the people that make more money.
They're not going to make what a TV anchor made 10 years ago in this town.
No, it's all a budget thing now.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a girl in the morning sometimes.
Oh man, I would. Well,
see, I'm not going to even comment on that.
No. Can you edit that out?
he's got a good idea. Edit it out. That's a great idea. Thank you, Ben.
I'll take it back. All right.
Thank you, Randy. What's up?
Hey, how are you this afternoon?
Having a great day so far, but we just kind of got started. How can we?
Well, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. One other thing before I give you my story, I've been listening about as long as that guy was on last week for 30 years. I don't claim fame over him, but I've been listening as long as you've been around.
Thank you.
I'm Joey. The story is I was out in at right by your studio last week to go to a dinner for one of the groups I belong to at one of the restaurants right there. So I walked by the studio at right about 6:05. And I look over, and I didn't see you, but I saw Ian shoving a bunch of crappy papers into a box, and then I saw Dan in back of him, and you guys, and they were just heading out like Ralph and Norton. But but I want to tell you, you make things, all of you make things sound just like a pure sunny day, and all of the time, whether it's nasty outside or whatever, but I can see that your studio there is looks like a boring place to make all that happen, but you guys do it. And
boy, did you peg that right.
That just struck me that was so good of what you do and why you do it and everything, and I really appreciate it.
I don't know what people think a radio studio looks like, but there's not much to it. I guess the control board, the first time you look, look at that, look at all those. Okay, but outside of that, it's just, the truth is you can do a radio show, a good one, in a little tiny trailer, a $2,000 trailer. Just if you have a transmitter, decent microphones, and a couple of pieces of equipment, you're off and running. Yeah, it's not glitzy and fancy like a lot of people think it is. Some places it is. You go to L.A., some of the radio stations owned by big conglomerates, they got a lot of fancy blinking lights and stuff, but most of it's just really unnecessary.
Well, all three of you do a really great job, and I sincerely mean that, and but, you know, it's such a contrast to what I physically saw, and it makes you feel real good knowing that it comes across the radio that way.
When you said Peon and Dan were shoving things, were they stealing things? Could you tell?
No, I think Ian had all his notes or whatever he's got back that is where he works
for. Oh, all my research.
And
my
yeah, that's all his research.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, struck me, so I want. Ew, I said it.
Yeah, you did.
I just wanted to let you know that.
All right, Randy, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right. Everybody's being nice today. Maybe it's a trick. What?
Someone called and said Peon's mic has an echo in it for some reason.
Uh-oh.
It does?
Yeah. I don't hear it.
I don't hear it either.
I don't know what to do about it.
No, I don't hear it at all.
I don't.
Let me go to Scott. Feel free to jump in, Peon. We'll see if you have any echo. Right. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you for asking.
And how can we help you?
I just want to say thank you for being on the air.
What is going on today? What is going on today? Is this a trick? You think Mike Dorsey set this up before he fires us?
Oh, I think you guys deserve a raise.
What?
Okay.
Too bad they're not listening. Management, they hate this show. Well, thank you, Scott. If you were in charge, I'm sure we'd get one.
Absolutely. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do any of your cohorts or yourself know why Jasmine Huda was released from Channel before.
Here's my guess, is that she wanted the slot next to Steve Savard and thought she deserved it, and it went to somebody else.
She did deserve it.
I agree with you.
She was definitely better than Sharon Reed.
Well, I think Sharon Reed had already gone.
She is gone.
Yeah, I know, but she had already gone.
She was terrible.
Isn't
she was a dramatic queen.
Well, look, it happens a lot. Radio is a lot more about ego. I mean, TV is a lot more about ego than radio is. And when you've been there a certain amount of time and you think, all right, I deserve to be the co-anchor, and it goes to somebody else, it's no different than being at a company and, you know, Jim gets the promotion to VP and, you know, you should have had it. You start looking for another job.
Isn't Jasmine on, is she on Channel
11?
She's on
Channel 2. Channel 2 now.
Well,
they're doing an 11.
As of about a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but you know what? Channel 4, they shot themselves, and you know what?
Well, and then maybe there's more to it. You know what? Maybe we don't know the whole story. Maybe she told somebody to go.
The only thing is that you guys are on the air. You make our day. And, Frank, I hope you never retire.
Oh,
okay.
I hope
you
we do
go
too.
Ahead and you die with your boots on.
Well, you know what? I may be here for a while. If on the air, maybe not here, but on the air somewhere. I would like to be at this point. From what I can see, I can't see any reason why not to.
So, you know what?
I'll work on that. What?
You know what? You need to come back on Fridays.
Well, I'm going to give that some serious thought.
No. You just thought about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that I want to thank you for Saturdays.
Oh, the art sale?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's a great thing. And I thank First Community and KTRS 550 for having it on the air.
They didn't want it. KTRS didn't want that show.
The only thing is that it needs to be on a little bit longer.
Yeah, I can't do that. You do that, and then you wear people out. 2 hours is plenty. Hey, it's Randy, right? Or Scott? Who do I got here?
This is Scott.
Scott.
Hey, look,
Scott.
One other thing. I wanted to call you and thank you in regards to Veterans Day. What you do on Veterans Day is fantastic.
We love to do that. I appreciate it. Thank you, Scott.
And I have some information for you in regards to the bell bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know why the Navy personnel have bell bottoms?
Is it about the flotation of the pants?
That's part of it. The other thing is it makes it easier to get off when you're in the water.
Oh, that's right. I did read that. That's true.
So right.
Well,
I just thought I'd share that information with you.
Right. Thank
you. Next time when you have veterans, you can go ahead and talk about the bell bottoms.
Right. Thank you, Scott.
It's actually easier to get your pants off when they're wet.
Right.
You're in the water.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, thank you. And you guys have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, that's and one more compliment. I didn't know how to deal with that.
That was.
I know what we have to do now. We have to do a little business, and we'll take some more calls if you want. I have a bonus joke I'll probably throw at you because it's an odd joke, and I'm not quite sure. I've done it in the Playhouse, but not. I don't know if it's going to be in the Playhouse anymore. So I'll throw it out there, and you'll see. It's just a different kind of joke. It's funny. It's just different. Matheny Heating and Cooling. We're still in that sort of odd, is it spring, is it fall, is it winter, what the heck, what is it? The heating and cooling system is confused. It's 70, then it snows, and then it's 70 again. I would imagine it's a lot more stress. I don't know. I don't service or work on these things. And even if it's not a lot more stress, it will be cold again. There's no way the cold is gone. And then if it is, before you know it, in St. Louis, it'll be 95 degrees one day, 2 days after it was 50. You have to have a system that'll keep up with that. And you're no different than me or anybody else. When it goes down, you go into panic mode, unless it's, you know, 68 degrees outside. Oh, my goodness. It's hot. What do we, it's cold. Matheny. This is the name you need to know. And like so many of our sponsors, the people I speak for, if you have this in your goodie bag, Matheny, then you got your dental care, you got your car dealer taken care of, you have your heating and cooling. Everybody needs a heating and cooling company, that company that you always call because you don't want to call anybody else. And the reason, from the very first time they came out, you were impressed. Impressed with the pricing, impressed with their honesty, impressed with the way the person they sent out dealt with you and how respectful they were. That's Matheny. And once they come out, you will say to yourself, or maybe out loud, Well, I'll never have to wonder who to call again. I'm going to call Matheny every time. And that's pretty much what people do. So I'm asking you if you've never called them. Because if you have, I don't have to sell you on this. If you've never called Matheny, next time you need heating and cooling service, just do that. 74 years in the business, all you need to do is live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Any part of either county. Don't worry about the model, the make, the type, the size, the brand, the age. They'll work on it. And you can be a business or a residence, large or small. They service all kinds of companies and homes. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
All right, we're going to get our first check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
There's very little going on now. They just cleared a stall on eastbound 70, just past Highway 270. They have a little bit of slow volume that's moving on westbound 40 now, a little west of Hampton through about McCausland, and then also on westbound 40 from 270 to just before Mason. A little bit off the pace there. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. Treat yourself to the new rotisserie-style chicken sandwich from Subway, made with tender hand pulled all white meat chicken raised without antibiotics. The Subway Chicken Sandwich Shop, fresh is what they do. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Huer. On Wednesday's show, we kickstarted with our spring training report. We'll get you up to date on all the news in the world of sports. 7 o'clock hour, Andy Strickland jumps in with Hockey Sense. And in the 8 o'clock hour, Dr. Rick Lehman joins Andy Strickland for Sports Medicine.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
If you're tired of having to deal with clogged gutters, I have a solution for you. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. In addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves, twigs, and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement, and it will keep you from having to climb that ladder. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and colors of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
LASIK is a medical procedure. Please see our website or FDA.gov for more information on benefits and risks. Individual results may vary.
If you've ever considered LASIK, stop what you're doing right now and be one of the first 100 callers to take advantage of a very special deal on FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology. The number to call is 1-800-774-4533. North America's leading laser eye surgery provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is offering $400 off its already affordable services. That's $200 off per eye. Be one of the first 100 callers to set up a free evaluation to find out if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-774-4533. With over 20 years experience and more than 2 million procedures performed, TLC Laser Eye Centers is the ultimate choice for your vision correction needs. Be one of the first 100 callers for a very special deal on a premium LASIK experience at TLC Laser Eye Centers. Call 1-800-774-4533. 1-800-774-4533.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Just text the word trial to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 313131 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed, your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
At First Bank, family isn't found just in a name or a striking resemblance. It's found in the stories we've heard 100 times. It's found in the traditions we hold close and the memories we hold closer. It's found in all the time we've spent together over the years. After 4 generations in banking, you can't blame us for treating you like family. First Bank. Let's get together. Member FDIC.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, if my screen is correct, is Norman on hold? Yeah, ask Norman to wait.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we'll be happy to talk to Norman. While we anticipate what in the world Norman might play on a kazoo. I can't imagine what the songs might be this time. Another invitation for those of you. You heard the guy I was on the phone with earlier. Matt, what a short memory I have. Steve, I think was his name, who said that, he said, thanks for the yard sale, and thanks to First Community Credit Union for the yard sale. What he's talking about, if you don't know.
That was Scott.
Scott. Thank you, Scott. On Saturday mornings, 7 to 9 o'clock, KTRS has a show called the yard sale, but it's more than that. The official title is the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale, because it's sponsored by one sponsor, and that's it, First Community Credit Union, which means there are only 4 breaks an hour with one commercial, and that commercial is for First Community Credit Union. That allows Paul Warner, the host, to spend 95% of his time talking to people, selling things for people, and letting the people out there who are looking for things to buy know what others are selling. And it's just fun. It's an addictive kind of show. And it's people love to listen in on other people's lives in whatever form. It's like slowing down because there's an accident. It's fun to listen to what people are getting rid of and what they think it's worth. And it's usually less than you think it's worth, which is why it's such a good deal. But my point is, without First Community Credit Union, there might not be a yard sale on the air. They've been a sponsor for several years now. So here's all we'd like for you to do. If you are a member of First Community Credit Union and you think of it, thank them next time you go in. Thanks for the yard sale on KTRS. There's a chance that the person you're thanking might be 23 or 24 and go, what's KTRS? That's possible. It could happen. This is a big place with 42 locations. I'm sure here and there are people, what's AM and the PM? Enlighten them. Educate them and say, well, the company you work for sponsors a great radio show on Saturday mornings. You should be aware of that. Be sure you tell your bosses thank you. So if you do that, we'd appreciate it. We'd really appreciate it if you consider moving all your banking business there. That would be fantastic. So give that some thought, too. First Community Credit Union, 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, firstcommunity.com. And now, Norman. Norman, are you with us?
Hi.
How you doing, Norman?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, Norman, for those who don't know, is a very special listener, and he's been on calling us for, what do you think, Dan, 4 years, 5 years? Norman,
yeah,
how long you think you've been calling us, Norman? About 4 years?
Like it, yeah.
Yeah, Norman lives in Sullivan. Lives in Sullivan with a sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some here.
Okay.
I the rosary, pray for us all. Saint Rita's, pray for us all. Rosemary of the Rosary, pray for us all. Saint Monica's, pray for us all.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. Now, Norman, I hear something in the background, a TV, a radio. What is that I'm hearing in the background?
A radio.
It's a radio. Now, it's not on this station, is it?
No.
Now, whose radio is this, and who's responsible for this?
So
the city of Sullivan, the town of Sullivan?
Yeah.
They decide what radio plays, what station plays in your sister's house?
Well, I got it on here.
Now, Norman, you're not calling us and listening to another station, are you?
No.
No. Okay. So who's the culprit here? Who's got that radio on? Is it someone in the house you live with?
Me. I got it on here.
Uh huh. Okay, but you don't listen to it.
No, not too much.
Okay, that makes sense. How can we help you today, Norman?
I'm going to play the Happy Birthday Roll Call.
Right. You guys familiar with that?
Yeah, I think I've heard it maybe once before.
I don't think I'm familiar.
If you know the song, sing along with me.
Okay. On the kazoo. Here's another one. I recognize that.
Dan, have you started keeping a kazoo over there in your goodie bag?
Do you have a kazoo?
Yeah, I do.
Hang on. Now I'm going to.
I've got it here. There we go.
The wedding march.
Oh, he's in the wedding march.
Yeah. Never heard this. I wonder if he knows how to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I bet
he does.
I bet he does.
Dan, you don't have the whistle, do you?
No, I don't. Spring training has started, too, for baseball. So.
Yeah.
If you haven't got a whistle on your kazoo, get one of those whistles that they blow it.
Sounds like a medical condition. Doc, I got a whistle in my kazoo. Norman, I'd like to get kind of a visual on you. How tall are you? Do you know how tall you are?
9 feet tall.
9 feet tall?
9 feet.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's tall, and that's the Alton Giant.
How's the weather
tall
up there?
That's a good one. Norman, how much do you weigh? Do you know how much you weigh?
214 last time,
right? 9 feet tall and 214. That is one thin rail of a guy. That's thinner than Abe Lincoln.
I'm guessing Norman's probably about 6 foot tall. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Okay. It's close as we'll get, I guess.
I'm going to play take Me Out to the Ball Game. If you know the song, sing along with me.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Sing along. Okay.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right.
All right.
We got it. Popcorn and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back to the root. Root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Who is 1, 2, 3 stretch you out at the old ball game.
Hey, Norman.
You know, I get confused. It's peanuts and crackers. I always want to say, buy me some popcorn and Cracker Jack. But peanuts. You wouldn't do popcorn. I always do that. Yeah. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Norman, do you sing at all? Because you played the kazoo masterfully, but do you sing?
Mm-hmm. Can you sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game if I play Take Me Out to the Ball Game on the kazoo?
Mm-hmm.
You can?
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Here okay,
go.
You ready? Okay.
A one and two. No.
No, Norman, you're supposed to sing.
Norman, you're supposed to sing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here
you
we
sing.
Go.
I'll play.
One, two, three, four.
Here to the ball game. Take you to the park.
Park.
Buy me some beers and Cracker Jacks. Buy me some Ted Cruz.
Oh, he's changed it up a little bit.
Bastard.
Ted Cruz. He's a bastard. Did you say that? Is that what he said?
Buy me beer.
Buy me some beer. Hey, I like his version better. No comment on the Ted Cruz being a bastard, but
go Cardinals, go.
Go Cardinals, go. Yeah, okay. Well, that's better than the old version. Buy me some beer. Ted Cruz is a bastard.
Do you have a favorite Cardinal player, Norman?
Vote for Ted Cruz.
Oh, vote for Ted
Cruz. He changed his mind all of a sudden.
Ted Cruz.
Now, Norman, before we leave, why would you encourage people to vote for Ted Cruz?
He's a good Christian man.
Okay, well, that's a good reason. Well, Norman, it's always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go now, I guess.
Oh, Christ, peace be with us all. God bless us all. God bless America.
Good. Christ, peace be with us all.
Absolutely.
God bless America. Oh, that's a nice sentiment. Thank you, Norman.
Bye.
Norman, nothing but peaceful thoughts from Norman. And goodwill toward men.
Oh, my goodness.
Christ, peace be with us all.
Yep.
Doesn't he usually put something about Mary in there, too?
And
there was no shout-out to Ida. I mean, because you mentioned Rosemary. I bet Ida feels slighted.
I think, did he sing his first song
that
about...
That was Rosemary.
Oh.
I think Ida may be on the back burner.
Well.
So there's the latest from Sullivan, Missouri. Hmm. And the one and only Norman. American Equity Mortgage. Do I have time to do my bonus joke?
Yes.
Okay. I've done this joke, and I don't know, I was thinking of it. Peon actually mentioned this joke to me about a month or two ago, and goes, hey, have you heard this one? Like, yeah, I told it. It's just, I think it's funny. So here's the deal. It's a duck, and he goes into a bar. I think half the jokes have somebody going into a bar. And he orders a beer and a ham sandwich. And the bartender, after he says, I'll have a beer and a ham sandwich, he says, oh, my goodness. He said, you're a duck. The duck says, well, your eyes are working okay. He says, and you talk. He goes, your ears are working okay. He's kind of a smart aleck duck.
Yeah.
He says, how about my beer and my sandwich, if you don't mind? He says, I don't have much time. I'm working on the building, the job site, the building we're putting up across the road there. He's drinking his beer and eating his sandwich, and this goes on for 2 weeks. Every day he comes in, give me a beer and a sandwich, I have a lot of time working across the street. So, the bartender one day says, what do you mean? He goes, I'm a drywaller. He goes, oh. So one day the ringleader of the local circus comes in for a drink, and the bartender says, hey, you're the guy with the circus, aren't you? He goes, yeah. He says, hey, I know this duck. Oh, my goodness, he would be fantastic for your circus. He drinks, he talks, he drinks beer, eats ham sandwiches. It's unbelievable. And the circus guy says, well, this sounds fantastic. Can you get him to call me? And the bartender says, yeah, tomorrow, because he'll be in again tomorrow, when the duck comes in, I'm going to tell him that I can line you two up together, and both of you could make probably a lot of money. So the duck comes in, the bartender starts telling him about it. He goes, hey, duck, I got an opportunity for you. You can make a ton of money. And the duck says, that sounds great. What are we talking about here? And the bartender says, the circus. The duck says, a circus? And the bartender says, yeah, the circus. You know, the big tent, animals, big old canvas with a hole in the middle, and the circus. The duck says, what does a circus want with a drywaller?
So stupid.
What is the circus? See, for those of you who didn't get it, the duck doesn't even realize it because he can speak. That doesn't even factor in. Why would they want to drive? So that, okay. You won't hear in the Playhouse anytime soon, but I think it's very, very funny. It's just one of those offbeat. You can say offbeat, but you can't reverse the words. I know.
Yes.
Offbeat kind of jokes. American Equity Mortgage wants you to know they're as close as their website and only a phone call away if you decide to stop making minimum payments on your credit cards. And you know who you are. You've been doing this for years. And you're a homeowner. That's the tragedy here. You don't have to do that if you're a homeowner. There's a much better way for you. One of the perks of being a homeowner. Stop making those minimum credit card payments. That's not something nice the credit card companies are doing for you. It's something horrible. Because the interest rates are just through the roof. You're going to be making those payments for a long time. It's by design. You don't have to do it. You're a homeowner. You have equity in your home. You use that equity to borrow money and pay those cards off. You still owe the money, but it's rolled into your house payment. The interest rate is much less, and they're going to be paid off much sooner. They know it. Look, they know how to do this. They've done it for many, many years, 24 years plus, and they'll make it very easy. Whatever your credit rating is, they'll get you the best rate anybody can get you. And no matter what your No matter what your No matter what your credit score is, because look, most people don't have perfect credit. They are American Equity Mortgage, not to be confused with anybody else. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Meet me.
And it's time to get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, once again, there's still not a lot going on here. We do have a couple of ramp restrictions. Westbound Highway 40 at Chesterfield Parkway East, there's a stall on the ramp. We also have a disabled vehicle on St. Charles Rock Road, westbound before Highway 70. Get a little bit more volume now on southbound 270 between Olive and Ladue. And downtown eastbound 40, you're running heavy, a little bit slow now, right around Busch Stadium. And this traffic report is brought to you by Ocubite. Ocubite is a vitamin just for eyes with vital eye nutrients that help protect your eye from the inside, from Bausch and Lomb. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
The only thing I love more than chocolate is a great deal. So was I ever pleased when I clicked on gotodobbs.com. Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers has great deals on brand name tires and expert auto service. See for yourself the sweet deals at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com today.
Do you like spicy, smoky, and crispy chicken? Of course you do. KFC has a new Nashville hot chicken that's